As long as that guy has a TV show, my goal is to just take him off the air.
Shut the hell up.
Okay. Roland is MIA, missing in action.
Not in Miami.
No, but it's pretty easy to be MIA in
and be
the
missing.
MIA.
Yeah.
And be missing. And his guest is on the phone.
It's author.
Luther Campbell. What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Roland got to go to sleep at night.
He doesn't sleep.
He
works himself into such a lather that he has to just fall out at some point or another.
At some point, maybe once, twice a year, this happens. He's in a coma somewhere, and he'll wake up and he'll be okay. But every now and then, he just goes till he drops, and that's the way Roland is.
But I wanted to talk to you, Luther, about your brilliant book. It's called The Book of Luke: My Fight for Truth, Justice, and Liberty City.
Yeah, I just started reading it, man.
Roland was. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, Roland was tweeting me after he read the book the other day. He was like, and it had to be at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, he was raving.
Like, I couldn't put the book down. He just got all excited.
Yeah, he was very excited about the part that excited him the most was about your participation in the music industry and how you changed things around. There would not be the Jay-Z's and of the world without Luther Campbell. You showed them how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, back then everybody was excited about being on major record labels, and you know me. You know, young guy running around, you know, Jack the Rapper and everything, you know, doing my own thing. And I had to explain to them guys, you know, the difference between owning your own label and being a solo artist. So they kind of took that lead there. You know, and then going to the Supreme Court, you know, to fight for parity and fight for hip-hop, you know, free speech and all that. That kind of allowed these guys to be able to do what they're doing today.
What was it about your growing up that impelled you to do and to take on that fight, Luke? I mean, because obviously you're growing up in Liberty City and having a profound effect on you, but what was it or who was it that, you know, kind of guided you and pushed you in that direction?
Well, I talk about it in the book, you know, the effect that my great uncle Ricky and my dad had on me, and they, you know, at a young, very young age, they used to talk to me about, you know, the Marcus Garveys, the A$AP Browns, and the Malcolm X's, and the Martin Luther Kings of the world. And they kind of explained to me, you know, way back then, how society, you know, treats African-American men. And, you know, and if you ever get into a situation, you give back to your community, you do the right thing, and, if, you know, you got to be a man about it, you got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. So I've always been a fighter because I knew how to fight by those guys teaching me.
Now, I just started reading the book, so I haven't gotten past the whole history of Overtown and Liberty City, which was very interesting. I didn't know that history of how Miami, when it was incorporated, the voting registration rolls, 40% were black.
Yes, and I talk about that in the book because.
And then I-95 came and moved everybody out of Overtown, and all the resorts and South Beach was developed and everything, and that's when blacks lost all the power. Black people had all the power, most of them from the Bahamas, in Miami.
Yep, no doubt about it. And I think it's important that, you know, even though. I think it's important because so many people are moving down to Miami and so many people don't know the history. And a lot of people, you know, we complain because we always say people run over to South Beach. And I talk about these things in the book, you know, Overtown right now. We're going through a situation where, you know, we got, it's no different than Harlem or any place else, where we got this gentrification project getting ready to try to start, you know. And I let people know that because they don't know that. Everybody, you know, they don't know that that expressway just totally ruined the African-American community, where blacks used to have to go to the beach, you know, and be off the beach at 6 p.m., but they would party Overtown, you know, Betty Wright and all those, you know, got their start in Overtown.
Overtown. And Overtown is where the American Airlines Arena is now?
Yes, yes. It's where all that prime property, you know, you hear about these fights about putting these big buildings, and they've been trying to, you know, displace those people for years over there. But the one thing about it, those are some tough people, and they hold on to it, you know. And it's the same as Liberty City. You know, I talk about, you know, in the book, you know, people say the Pork and Bean Projects. They don't know that, you know, white folks called it the Pork and Bean Projects because they said black people could only afford pork and beans, you know, which is the area is really called Liberty Square. That was the other place that they took over. I mean, you know, I just think it's real important that people really know the history, you know, the history that, you know, I am the real creator of hip-hop in the South. People don't know that. People don't know these stories.
So are we going to see, because as good as the book is, you know, everybody is now talking about the NWA movie, and people will read your book, but also you write in such a way that you kind of like to see it on the screen. Will there be a movie about it?
Hopefully it is, because, you know, I wish that is what it is. But, you know, doing this book, mm-hmm. You know, because only places like, you know, like Tom's show, I've been able to get interviews and things like that, and a couple other outlets. Nobody knows my story. Nobody knows the sacrifice that we've made, you know, throughout the years. But being this little independent black-owned company, pulling ourselves up from the bootstraps, and, you know, I just think that would be a great thing. But I just feel not like the Rodney Dangerfield of the music industry anymore. You know, I'm just happy that this book is out and people get to read the stories. I mean, from the football stories to the industry stories to, you know, and just know the history of the things that we've done.
Real quick. Roland was real excited about the story about how Madonna got credit that you should have gotten. Tell that story, Luther Campbell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were going through all this. You know, I had to went to the Supreme Court. My record had been deemed obscene by a federal judge. And at the same time, I went to jail because I said, I'm still going to go and go to jail for the right to sing the songs. Then I got invited to the Grammys, you know, and when I got invited to the Grammys, you know, they said, okay, well, we're going to be doing this big old presentation on censorship and artists, you know, fighting for the rights. And so I'm sitting there in the Grammys, and the man gets up there and says, well, we have some artists that have done some difficult things and went through some things. And he did this big speech about free speech. And then he said, well, we're going to honor today Madonna.
And, boy, and you're sitting right there. You've been to jail. You've been to Supreme Court.
I got record store clerk owners going to jail for this music. Here I'm going to district court for appeals. You name it. I'm like, oh my God, this. I've never been back to the Grammys.
Grammys since, yeah. Luther Campbell, unparalleled, untold, unsung.
The Book of Luke is out, and check it out. It
Book
is
of Luke.
A really good book. Congratulations.